That has not yet been done, but unless he's already done it and has it in his hip pocket, which is possible.
What's he going to say on that broadcast? Is he going to denounce us again?
I don't think so. We'll, of course, be able to. I hope to God that, personnel machinery that we have over there that we can use on this, that it will be looked at and carefully guided. Now, Jaime Benitez, Chancellor of the University, was enormously helpful in all of this thing, and he's still very close to Bosch. I've been trying, had Ramey before I left, and I'll try again to get Jaime and repeat to him that he must ride herd on that and must make sure that it is confined to an appeal to the people to lay down their arms and support the new government. But I think we've got may have an extremely difficult press problem here to browse that. You're concerned, I say difficult, because I don't think we're going to be able to call it much in advance until we get word from over there as to how the thing has broken or is going to break. Now, we have a contact established in the embassy who is McBundy's fella, Gordon Chase, and he's supposed to do nothing except to stay in the embassy so that he can be in telephone contact with our three top men and with you. Everything, I think everything is laid on about as well as it could be. Now, the other thing we've done is, Mike did, I don't know whom he asked to do this, start rounding up people for this communist operation. Bosch hopes that there will be people of Spanish background and Spanish speaking. Said otherwise they're really of no use, and we all agree that that's right. And Max sent a message to somebody asking to get together with Chief of the CIA and the Edgar Hoover and AID too, I think it was, trying to get up a list of names to submit to you today or tomorrow. But I think it's very important to move those people in as quickly as possible. This agreement is all in handwriting, and Bosch has a copy of it. And he's the kind of guy, you know, he'll try to chisel you in the morning on the night's deal. But he's
Jack,
also... Hello?
I want to go with us. You better get ready. Go ahead.
But he's also the kind of guy that, if you make poetic and oratorical speeches and holler at him a little bit, you can bring him along. In other words, he's manageable. So that's where we are, boss.
Right. Is he angry to the United States?
No, sir. No, he certainly is not. He continues saying, and he must say, I wonder about this. It was originally a mistake, but that everything now is being done properly and well, and he appreciates what we're trying to do. I made a speech down there, this ridiculous proposition of theirs. I said, the United States has no objective here except the objectives that of the peace and welfare of the Dominican people, and that we're willing to give them the lives of our men, which they want, you know, to keep order in there, and we're willing going to give them very large sums of money, not to gain anything for ourselves, but for them. But we're not going to do it. We're not going to do that to support a government that will be seized by the communists. Oh, we really had a lot of drama, boss.
Did we have the right man, or send too many, or not enough, or what?
No, I think they're all right. I think it's a good team. Each one of them is quite different, but I think it worked all right. What happened in this crucial all day and all night meeting yesterday was that I did the rough stuff, and after I'd beaten that damn guy to a pulp, we took a recess, and I told Mac to take over on the soft stuff, which he did, and he's very good. He's very good, very operational, and that's the way it worked. And then I later...
What'd Cy do?
Nothing. I think Cy's, he's a wonderful guy. I think Cy's function will come today. I think his being over there with those forces will be extremely meaningful. Today, you know. But yesterday, there was nothing really for him to do the way the thing developed, because it just developed in a way that I contrary to my intention. Had to take the ball in the morning as those bastards trying to renege on this agreement.
Why'd they want to do that?
Well, the question is, why not? We're trying it on for size.
But I mean, they're not communists, are they?
Oh, no, sir. I'm sure this fellow Guzman isn't either. But it's a hell of a process. This fellow Bosch is a complete Latin poet hero type, and he's devoted to this damn constitution. And first breakthrough, this is same twice it's happened that I've had to have a showdown with him and get to the breaking point. And he continues to say no because it's not in accordance with the constitution. Then after I beat hell out of him, he remembers a provision in the Constitution that will permit him to do it. You see, this will illustrate it. The first day, if you got a minute, I beg your pardon, sir, I'm so full of this thing. But the first day, you see, he insisted that Camaño was a lawfully elected president and had to be Camaño or nothing. And that went on for six long, brutal hours. And I told him it just wouldn't do. And finally, about way late in the afternoon, when I thought we'd just reached the end, I said, Mr. Bosch, what you're doing is offering us a choice between Camaño or nothing, and I tell you that it's nothing. And I want to tell you that what you're doing is presenting the alternative of the loss of thousands of lives, which will be on your hands, or some flexibility. And I got up, walked out of the room, and stayed out 10 minutes. When I got back, he had the damn Constitution in his hands. He said, I see a way. He says, Camaño was not elected with strict legitimacy. And I can tell him that, and he will step aside. Well, then he couldn't find the provision in the Constitution. He showed me something, but it didn't read the way he said it read. But we had broken through, and then he was able to rise above principle. It's incredible. Just an incredible experience.
Is the Constitution all right?
It's a great Constitution. It's a marvelous democratic document, and it's also got powers. The president can suspend the Constitution, and it is agreed that he will suspend the Constitution, you see, so that the communist job can be done. It was really drafted by Bill Douglas, you know, and it's got all the flowery language in it. But Bill, being kind of craftsman he is, it's also got the good, hard, tough stuff in it. There's nothing wrong with the Constitution. It's just how you read it.
Okay, then we just wait to see how things develop down there today.
Yes, sir, I think we want to be sure that you've got an open line on that and that they get your word if the damn thing does break. I'm sure they'll do that. Do you know this boy, Gordon Chase?
No, I just know that he's down there with Bundy.
Yeah, well, he's supposed to be the contact man because they're out talking with him.
What, how much is the UN going to fix this up? I see they're operating on their own and moving around down there.
Well, I think we just gotta move without them. It'd be my judgment, just disregard them and go ahead and do this job. And whether it's gonna be possible to do it through OAS or whether the last analysis we're going to have to admit that we worked it out, I don't know. If we can do it with OAS, I expect you may want to say that you had those three fellas down there to lend every possible assistance to the OAS, because there doesn't seem to be much hope that their presence will remain unknown down there. But,
well, you better think about what to say. I'm going down to Bird's for lunch. And
will I be able to get you through the White House?
Yeah.
All right, sir.
We had a very tragic thing at Ben Hoer last night with all our bombers blowing up.
Wasn't that terrible? Just awful. Hmm.
I think it's defective fuses.
Oh, Lord. Is that so?
Air Force officers seem to suspect defective fuses to be the cause. No suggestion of sabotage, but cannot be possibly ruled out. Moore started investigation. Air Force Chief Staff sent a general officer for the same purpose. Evacuation of wounded was expeditious to Saigon, where I shall visit them this evening. Conduct of all American personnel seemed to have been exceptional. Press may be expected to play up age and unreliability of bombs and fuses. I visited Ben Hoer Air Base this afternoon to get a first-hand impression of the adjective, which has been reported through military channels. There's little left but a defaced, blackened scar on the parking area to show for the 10 B-57s, which exploded and burned. Several unexploded bombs with fuses up to 144 hours delay are still in the area, which is now roped off for safety purposes. Two bodies in this danger zone cannot be removed at present. Operations on and from the field be reduced till the bombs explode with their own fusing or exploded by demolition crews. Main runway will be closed during this period, but A-1 similar propeller planes take off and land. Responsible air officers and scene suspect defective fuses to be likely caused. No suggestion of sabotage, but cannot be positively ruled out. General Moore, Commander 2nd Air Division, has started his own investigation. I understand Air Force Chief is sending a general officer from Washington. Evacuation of wounded is expeditious to Saigon hospitals, where I shall visit them this evening. Conduct of all American personnel involved in the sad affair seems to have been exceptional. Press may be expected to play up age and unreliability of bombs and fuses. Signed, Taylor. The acting GRN finance manager estimates 4 million pesos need for government operation next week. Except the north of the city, where distribution seriously hampered the food situation throughout the country, has improved substantially the past week. Rice and cooking oil items, short supply now being unloaded at the port of Hanoi. Shortages in the southwest of the country still great, but largely due to other factors.